Good morning. Skies remain mostly cloudy and it was mild overnight, and it's more of a summer-like feel this morning across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 60s and lower 70s. There's an overall dampness outside as well, and even a few spotty showers, especially in the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, out ahead of a cold front which is approaching from the north and west. As this front draws closer, we'll have an increasing chance of showers through the morning, and when it passes through, even some scattered showers behind the front this afternoon. The bigger story will be the temperature contrast from one side of the front to the other. In fact, daytime highs will be in the early part of the day with temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s. Then, as the wind flips around to the north, readings will start to slide back through the 60s and even into the 50s in many locations north of I-90 by the time we reach sunset. As we get into the overnight hours, temperatures will continue to cool off and it will be mostly dry, still the risk of a few showers during the overnight period with lows mainly in the 40s. In this cooler air mass, we'll have a dry start to the day on Thursday, then a wave of low pressure will approach from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Clouds will increase and thicken during the first part of the day Thursday, and showers will be likely during the afternoon and evening. With the lack of sunshine, high temperatures on Thursday will be stuck in the 50s. As we get into Thursday night, we'll start a drier trend as that wave tracks off the eastern seaboard. And even though we'll start off with some clouds on Friday, the trend will be toward increasing sunshine. Still with a northerly breeze, we'll keep temperatures in the middle and upper 50s for daytime highs. High pressure will take over for the weekend, keeping it dry. We'll have full sunshine, but cool temperatures on Saturday in the upper 50s, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll rebound into the mid-60s by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front extending from southern Ontario into the Great Lakes and across the southern high plains will move very slowly through tomorrow evening. A wave of low pressure will develop along the front over the mid-Mississippi Valley and move toward western New York. Moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico and the eastern Pacific Ocean will pool along this boundary, and this will result in showers and thunderstorms over parts of the central and southern plains into parts of the Great Lakes. Heavy rain associated with the slow-moving showers and storms will likely lead to flash flooding from north-central Oklahoma into western Illinois. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 4 inches are possible across areas that have already been wet over the last month or so. And a large temperature range can be found across the lower 48 as an upper-level trough remains over the west and a ridge is anchored over the southeast. Underneath the trough, daytime highs will be 20 to 30 degrees below average across much of the northern Rockies and northern plains today, with lows dipping into the 20s and 30s. Meanwhile, across the southern and eastern part of the country, record-breaking highs will continue. The core of the heat today will stretch from the southeast and central Gulf Coast into the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic, where widespread daytime highs in the upper 80s to upper 90s are expected. These high temperatures are around 20 to 30 degrees above average and could break several daily as well as monthly records. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 59 gusting to 77 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 17 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 65, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures falling into the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 69, that's 14 degrees above normal. 64 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month of October, and 52 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 31.85 inches for the year, which is 2.28 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 85, set in 1927, and the record low, 30, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:35 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, early highs in the mid-60s, then temperatures falling into the 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with rain and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. A chance of showers tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers early today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then temperatures fall during the afternoon. A chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers early today, with highs in the upper 60s this morning, then temperatures fall during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with showers developing during the afternoon in the mid-50s, becoming mostly sunny on Friday afternoon, high temperatures in the middle and upper 50s, sunny upper 50s on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the mid-60s, and a good chance of rain on Monday, and highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.